Now, in Afghanistan, people have rallied against the presence of U.S. troops in their country. Take a look.
The U.S. has been bombarding our people, and they are killing our women and children everywhere in Afghanistan. They did not come to help us, but they came to make problems for the Muslims in Afghanistan and around the world. We don't want the U.S. to be in Afghanistan.
The rally near the Bagram Air Base came after U.S. troops spread leaflets that the protesters deemed offensive towards Muslims. The demonstrators set tires on fire and waved placards slamming U.S. President Donald Trump. They said Washington had been bombing Afghans and killing women and children throughout the country. Earlier this month, Trump ordered a troop surge in Afghanistan. The country has been witnessing insecurity for years after the attack, after the U.S. attacked rather it in 2001. Let's cross over to Atlanta. Joining us via Skype is Jim W. Dean. He's a managing editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, first of all, why would the U.S. military spread these offensive leaflets?
Because they had some idiot in the psychological warfare division that was clueless as to the cultural sensitivities of the Afghanis. To do a cartoon character where they put an Afghan face on a dog, with the scene being that they're being led around by the Taliban on a leash. Obviously, they didn't know that that was probably the most offensive image that they could have used. So whoever came up with that is probably on a plane back to the U.S. now and won't be doing such operations again. But this is just an example of how the U.S. has been just clueless and so insensitive in really trying to deal with the rank and file Afghan people. And instead, they've just been dealing with the crooks that are looting the country in Kabul, and they're never going to have the support of the Afghan people. So it's a losing proposition, and this event here just goes to show that we've learned absolutely nothing after all of this time, all the death, all in the destruction. It's like they just came into the country yesterday, and they're learning. This is their first day on the job.
Well, I find that term that you use very interesting there, Mr. Dean, as far as clueless is concerned. Now, it's been over a decade and a half with the U.S. occupation in Afghanistan, and they still seem to get it wrong. What is it that some of the top military minds in Washington and Pentagon cannot understand?
It's basically because they believe their own baloney, which is a nice word that I'm using, and they don't really have anyone that's in a position to critique them, because no one likes to admit and own up to mistakes in policy. Everybody that's involved in this war, once they pass through the chain of command, they want to go out into the contractor market and make a lot of money, and they don't like to have any big mistakes on their career. So even when they make big mistakes like this, they just pretend it all never happened. And this is why these things do not get fixed. And America tends to basically roll around the world like a bull in a china closet, crashing into one China cabinet after another. And rather than helping and fixing things, they're just making things worse.
And before I let you go, Mr. Dean, do you think that this particular incident, coupled with, of course, Donald Trump's plan to increase troop presence in Afghanistan, is going to reignite the debate about whether the U.S. really holds the key to bringing peace and stability to Afghanistan?
No, because if they wanted to do that, they would be working to get a political dialogue going with the Taliban, which is the only way you're ever going to see peace. And of course, they don't want to do that. So this is just going to continue the war, and the plane loads of opium and heroin are going to continue to fly out of Afghanistan, over $100 billion a year, which is going in the pockets of political campaigns, not only in Europe, but the U.S. and other very well-connected political operations throughout the world. So this is nothing but Afghanistan is a big cash register to these people.
All right, that's the managing editor of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thanks very much indeed, as always, for joining us here on Press TV.